Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the second episode of Power Rangers RPM, Fade to Black. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Fade to Black was the second episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on March 7, 2009, also written by Eddie Gazillion and directed by Mike Smith. This aired together with the first episode. I like how the turbo cannon appears to have directions on it. That's kind of cool. Zip charger, activate.
There he is.
I see him. Quick, combine weapons. Roll blaster. Engine self, activate. Target locked. Fire.
Oh, maybe that's not directions. It's just showing the power, the path, or the energy buildup or something. Venjix, not Venjax. Come on, man. Get it right.
Rangers, this is Dr. K.
Do you have a visual on the incoming targets?
That's affirmative.
They'd be a bit hard to miss.
Oh, this doesn't look good at all. Dylan just stands there like, eh. Didn't even look like he was looking at it, though. Hit us, Doc. Okay, so that is, this is new for the Power Ranger version. The Sentai version, they actually hold the, have a briefcase or something with the casts of the Zords. Then they put the little engine souls in the back, and that's what makes them grow. So that's kind of cool. Creating new stuff for the show, obviously. Ooh, the seatbelts kind of kick in, even though they already had seatbelts on them. Interesting Zords with eyeballs. Flying cars, fun. Just ignore the Go Onger on the front of that van.
Look, Grinders. They're gonna ambush Yellow.
I hate Grinders.
All right, apparently he's like the Fonz.
They have a lock on her.
Oh, that worked out. Are you telling me that she didn't know? But they knew?
Thank you. Whoever you are.
Excellent.
Those guys knew? That's weird.
You two, with me.
Yes, sir.
We've still got bandits coming in from the north.
Not for long.
Enemy bandits retreating on all fronts.
Yes! Did you hear that? The enemy is retreating on all fronts! Woohoo! Oh, wait! That's us, isn't it?
City shield restored to full power.
Fortunately, I still have a few tricks up my sleeve. Prepare to download.
Seems kind of early. We're not even halfway through the episode yet. Must be a lot of after-battle stuff they're building up for. Or they're going to combine footage from another episode after this. This is a pretty cool-looking Megazord, if you ask me. I mean, yeah, it's got three sets of eyes looking at you, but still. Actually, four sets.
Punch it!
Reminds me of the Turbo Megazord spin-out, sort of. Kind of cool.
Hey, I don't know how to thank you.
You can serve some gas, maybe some water, and I'll be on my way.
Look, I'm not staying.
It's cool, guys. I'm tight with my main amigo here, Mr. Hero himself. We're like brothers.
Sir, he's an infiltrator.
I find it interesting that this is our... Ooh. Well, that's not good. Changed his mind. This is the first time in a while we've seen them without their helmets.
So what are we looking at here, Doc?
Something different. Radically advanced. Vendex technology is now evolving at an exponential rate. If we don't upgrade the firepower in our Zord configurations, Vendex will overrun the city within a month.
We're gonna have to activate Ceres Black. There's no way around it.
Yes, but we don't have an operator that can handle the Ceres Black bio hardware. Where are we supposed to find one now?
Oh, I think she's got an idea. Why can't they get green first?
Throughout your body. But you have no idea how it got there.
That's right.
And you don't know your own name. Where you from?
That's right.
Who am I? You want to know? Let me tell you who I am. I'm the type of guy who knows exactly when to keep his mouth shut. And that's all you're gonna get out of me. Okay! You win. You've broken me. I'll tell you everything.
So what exactly?
Click the pin.
Did I need some gas?
And that was the first time I ever had the courage to look myself in the mirror and just love myself unconditionally, you know? But
really?
I'm ahead of myself here. Let's back up and we'll cover the rest of my preschool years.
So we can also assume that these robotic upgrades provide you with enhanced physical abilities. Extra strength. Improved.
Reflexes.
Sir, I'm gonna mark that down as a definite yes.
And then I would wake from the dream only to suddenly realize, hold on, that part wasn't a dream at all. I had actually gone to school.
He's gaining an audience.
Well, my friends, that is a tough thing to bounce back from, especially since by that time, the rash had spread so far down the back of my...
You can see my problem here. I mean, how am I supposed to know if you're a human that's part machine or a machine that's part human?
Maybe you should flip a coin.
You know, when it comes down to it, you can side with us or you can side with them.
I side with myself. Every time.
Colonel, could I please have a minute?
Honest with you.
Give it a shot.
Yellow is definitely not your color.
The aircraft carrier set sail at dawn the next morning. That was the last I ever saw of her. She lives on now only in my memories. In dreams.
Can I ask you a question?
So now they've all left. That's hilarious.
Do you have to work really hard at the whole brooding bad boy thing? Like, seriously, do you get up and practice every morning in front of the mirror? I'm Summer.
Dylan. You can call me Dylan.
And can I ask you another question,
Look,
Dylan?
I'm telling you people the truth. I don't know who I am or where I came from.
I don't care where you came from. I want to know where you're going. Nice meeting you, Dylan.
So what was the point of going in there other than to hand him his watch back?
I suggest the next attack ought to be something very elemental looking. Very primal.
Or, check out this look! Insect meets vacuum cleaner!
Silence! I have been working on this next machine design for some time. Call it a pet project. Generals, I'd like to introduce you to Denier 7. You see, this time I have created something that looks truly frightening, truly terrible, something that looks human.
Oh, hello.
Don't worry, my Uncle Marty, he's a very reputable personal injury lawyer.
I don't plan on staying.
Right, so it's an escape, okay? All right, now we're talking. When are we gonna bust out of this can?
We? Well, yeah. You, me, we. Ziggy, give me one good reason why I would bring you with me.
Shadow puppets.
Brilliant. Okay.
That'll come in handy.
Listen, I could be a big help. I've got a lot of friends in here.
I'm gonna end your world, Ziggy. First chance I get, you're finished.
He must have me confused with some other Ziggy because I...
It's game over, Ziggy.
We're gonna ghost you, man.
That's
I don't think he has too many friends in there.
I'll bet. But I mean, he's a machine now, isn't he?
Technically, he's a human equipped with cybernetic modifications.
Technically? No, I'm just a simple mechanic. I'm no scientist, but I'm looking and seeing metal. I'm seeing bolts and I'm seeing circuitry. All right, now if that is not a machine, I don't know what is.
There's more to him than that.
Scott, your team leader. This is your call.
Look, Summer, I honestly hope that you know what you're doing with this. I really do. Because I cannot see anything impressive about this guy at all.
I'll admit, I'm not the ideal partner, but...
So does that mean they're two against one on this? I guess she wants to have him be... Uh-oh. How come these two are the only two in orange and everyone else is in gray? Oh, they got the guard to leave? That's not good.
My friend and I came here to explain. Be with you?
Nope.
Oh, no.
You know your problem, Ziggy? Respect. Even in here. Respect me. You see those desserts? That one strawberry one? That one is mine. They make that just for me.
Mine.
Sign of respect. You have no respect, Ziggy. Not for anybody or anything, and that's why you'll always be a loser. An outcast. Alone. I'm gonna make example out of you, Ziggy, so that no one ever again dares to defy. Hey!
Are they making a big deal out of him having strawberry jello?
What do you think you're doing?
Getting some dessert.
You should pick another one, my friend. The lime is just as good.
Then, you won't mind eating it.
You should walk back to your table now where you still can.
I am. And I'm taking my dessert with me.
You'll never make it.
Let's find out.
I would like to point out we very rarely see fighting amongst humans when they aren't powered in some way. Oh, there goes all the cello.
You're in my seat.
I said you're in my seat, bro.
Hector, you might want to let this one slide.
Why?
What's this little fool gonna do?
Uh-oh.
Sweet mother molasses.
Impressive enough for you?
I mean, he said sweet mother molasses. That's got to mean something, right?
Dylan, this is Scott.
Scott Truman, team leader.
And this is...
Flynn. Just plain Flynn.
And there's someone else I'd like you to meet. The man behind all the Ranger technology you've seen.
Greetings, Dylan. My name is Dr. K.
Man, I thought I was weird. You guys beat me by a mile. Dr. K? That's too much. You guys are just...
The only chance you have of ever getting out of this place.
And what do I have to do? Buy a ticket in your little freak show? No, exactly.
You have to join us.
So, what's it gonna be, Dylan? Are you in? Are you out?
Well, now that all depends.
Oh, that's fun.
Do I get to pick my own color?
No. Actually, you don't. That's the fun part. They've only got 5 colors, and they've already mentioned that you're going to be the black one. I just don't understand why they're skipping the green one, because it's numbered even. This is kind of how it happens in the Sentai, I think. I know it starts off with 3 and then the other 2 show up later, but a little bit later. Anyway. All right, well, that was fun. I hope you all had it enjoyed. Yeah, there's words there. I hope you all enjoyed this as much as I did. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers RPM, entitled Rain. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.